Joining us now from his offices in St. Paul at the state legislature in the state Senate, we have State Senator Rich Dreheim. Senator, good morning.
Morning, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, did you have a good weekend? Were you able to get out, maybe enjoy some nice weather?
You know, a little bit. We had my endorsing convention for my new district on Saturday, and that took up most of Saturday. But other than that, yeah, I got outside a little bit.
Well, do tell. Were you endorsed?
Yes, unanimously endorsed.
Okay, sounds like a slam dunk. Well, congratulations. Yeah. Let's get into what happened last week and what's going on now at the Senate. First of all, yeah, I want to ask you about something that doesn't have so much to do with your work, but Tom Bach, Senator Tom Bach, who's been a longtime power broker among the party, announced he is retiring this year. Was that a surprise? Did you know him well?
You know, I did. You know, he was the minority lead when I came in. So he was a Democrat up in the Arrowhead up north, and you know, been around a long time, knew how to get things done, knew how to work across the aisle. And then a couple years ago, he kind of left the Democratic Party and went independent. You know, mainly over jobs, mining. Just thought his party had left him and his region, so he went independent. And him and Tomasoni, the senator battling ALS. And then, you know, he announced that he would be retiring. His wife, Laura, works as Tomasoni's legislative assistant. So with Tomasoni not running, I think it was just perfect timing for Senator Bach to step down. And you know his background, you know, working for labor, you know, is very helpful for our caucus, because he does caucus with us. Even though he is independent, he does caucus with the Republicans. So he will be missed. I mean, it's a lot of experience, and he can read the tea leaves, if you will, and he'll be missed.
All right. Let's move on. It's been a busy week. As we mentioned, there, you're getting to the point in the session where you're starting to hit deadlines, so everybody's wanting their bills to be heard. What have you had quite a few bills moving through this last week?
You know, I was really fortunate. You know, I had, like, the last 3 weeks, I had 5 bills and then 6 bills. And then last week I had 7 bills up in committee. And, you know, they're moving through the process. So you draft a bill, and then we have deadlines. We have 3 deadlines, and the first deadline is coming up this Friday, where you have to have a bill heard in one of the 2 bodies, so the House or the Senate. So I had a school safety bill up this last week. My rent control up again, some housing reform, and then physician assistance, which is, at the last minute, I had someone oppose the bill, which was kind of interesting. And the doctor on the committee actually likes my bill and spoke in favor of it, and kind of toned down the rhetoric against the bill, which was shocking, because they had a hearing in the House and didn't have any problem. But you never know. So this was literally 5 minutes before committee, someone came up to me and said they had a problem with my bill. And then, you know, you present it. Of course, you have them come up and testify against your bill, so the whole committee can hear their concerns, and that's how the process is supposed to work.
All right. Now, you also had sponsored a bill about the medical board running, checking on certain doctors on a more frequent basis. Explain that to us.
Well, you know, we've had a few doctors in the state that someone has complained about their practice, and it isn't a patient, it isn't something that's happened, or an advocate for a patient, nothing that's happening in a medical office or in a hospital or clinic. It's on stuff they're doing in social media or on the political front. And we have multiple doctors up here. But the one that's probably got the most attention is the gentleman running for governor. And, you know, he's had his license investigated now 5 times. And, you know, none of it is, in my opinion, relevant to his practice in the doctor's office. And, you know, at some point we have to give flexibility to the medical board to say, no, we've already investigated this once. We don't need to do it again and again and again and again. So it kind of goes to the First Amendment, the first, you know, our freedom of speech, that if we want good people here, we have to separate their professional life from their political life. And, you know, it's just really concerning to me that we have witch hunts, if you will. And you know, Dr. Jensen is who I'm referring to, that the gentleman that's running for governor, who was a senator. You know, his vaccination rate, I think, is higher than the state average. You know, so he vaccinates people. But he believes it's a choice. And he speaks to that on social media and in public. And then some people get mad. But if they would stop and look at the facts and the figures, they would understand that his actually rate is higher than other doctors, or most doctors. So, you know, the devil's always in the details. But you know, our job, to kind of big picture, it shouldn't happen to a Republican. It shouldn't happen to a Democrat. Everybody should be able to speak their opinion. And, you know, we have multiple doctors up here in the House and the Senate, and they should be free to speak their mind. And then that's what this bill's about.
Boy, that may be able to get through the Senate. Would that have any hope at all in the House of Representatives of making it through?
You know, I don't know. We'll find out. You know, I think the other doctors will be on board, and they're the other two that I know are Democrats. So we'll see. You know,
okay,
what happens?
All right, State Senator Rich Dreheim, who is with us right now. We're talking about this week in the legislative session. Looking coming up this week, this Friday is the is this the first deadline where bills have to be heard in the respective body that they're introduced?
Yeah, this week is what we call the first deadline. They have to be heard at least once in one of the bodies and get through where they need to go. And that's a finance bill. So if it has money attached, you got a little more time.
Okay. I would imagine that's going to make for some very busy committee meetings this week. Will you be hearing quite a few bills this week?
Yes. All the committees will be full and probably go along.
Yeah. All right. Well, you're on what, housing and finance. You've got Health and Human Services, jobs, and what's the other one? Is it technology?
Yeah, technology and reform. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Has there been, haven't talked too much about that, has there been very much activity in that this legislative session?
You know, we're mainly overviewing some reports on technology, on what the state does. And I think I mentioned this before, we have 2,800 applications or 2,800 programs for software. 2,800. To my opinion, way too many.
Wow.
So that's kind of what we're looking at, big picture process. Mm-hmm. And then we'll take it from there. You know, so no matter what agency it is, what should the process be for updating our antiquated software? Because most of those programs are decades old.
Yeah. All right. Well, if there's nothing else, Senator, we'll wish you the best of luck this week. Have a good week, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. State Senator Rich Dreheim joins us every Monday morning at this time here on 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield.